The Rule of Seven. The Rule of Seven. That's an old marketing adage. The Rule of Seven says that a potential customer needs to see or hear your marketing message at least seven times before they take action and buy from you. What strikes me that the New Testament letter to the Hebrews that Annette read earlier seems to be aware of that Rule of Seven phenomenon, because Hebrews opens with a reminder, as we heard, in the past God spoke to our ancestors many times and in many ways to the prophets, but in these last days he has spoken to us through his Son. And indeed, the Bible does tell us that God spoke to humankind through Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, David. God spoke through Miriam, Deborah, Esther. God also spoke through Isaiah, Daniel, Ezekiel, Habakkuk, Amos, many, many others, numbering far beyond the number seven. All those servants and prophets and kings spoke of their experience with God in hopes of convincing us to accept God's gracious love, God's steadfast care. God far exceeded the Rule of Seven in reaching out to us in loving kindness. But still, humankind didn't get it. Instead, we convinced ourselves that we had to earn God's love. We told ourselves that accumulating things would give us more security than trusting God. We believed we had to look out for number one, and guess who that was? Us. So, at a point in human history, God tried a different approach. As the opening verses of Hebrews so plainly pointed out, in these recent days, God has spoken to us through his Son. In other words, God tried something new. God has news for us. The very term news comes from a Middle English word meaning novelties. In its most basic sense, the word news means what is new, that which is new, the news things. Now, there are different kinds of news. Bad news is something we always hope to avoid. Fake news, that's been in the news lately. I can think of two kinds of fake news. Some folks intentionally create what you might call fake news for satirical purposes, like Saturday Night Live's weekly news spoof segment called Weekend Update, or the tongue-in-cheek magazine, which is now a website, called The Onion. Satirical fake news. And to be sure, others create fake news in an attempt to purposefully deceive. So bad news, fake news. You've probably heard someone say, oh, such and such, that's old news. Well, based on the definition of the word news, the term old news is an oxymoron. And then there's good news. Who doesn't enjoy receiving good news? You're getting some money back. The cat won't need that expensive operation. Your child earned a strong report card. Good news. You're all familiar with the old knock-knock jokes. Well, there's a similar category of jokes called good news, bad news. Perhaps the most famous one involves a doctor telling his patient, I've got good news and bad news. And the patient says, well, let's go with the good news first, doc. The doctor says, you have 24 hours to live. What? I don't believe it. Well, what's the bad news, doc? been trying to reach you since yesterday. I came across another good news, bad news involving a church and its pastor. The good news, pastor, church attendance rose dramatically in the last 3 weeks. Bad news, you were on vacation, pastor. Sadly, the reports of news, what's happening in our world, the reports often contain little good news and are filled with bad news. Back on October 31st, a group of middle-aged people, hello, from Argentina, they were celebrating their 30th high school reunion by vacationing in New York City. And as they walked along the Hudson River, a deranged terrorist driving a rented pickup truck randomly and intentionally struck and killed 5 of them. Earlier that same month, a young engaged couple traveled to Las Vegas to celebrate an anniversary in their relationship. Attending an outdoor concert, he was shot and killed by random automatic gunfire sprayed across the crowd by a gunman with no known motive. When you hear that, where is there any good news? Sometimes good news is hard to come by. Other times, good news can be so fleeting. We had an experience of that right here recently. So our church had booked a senior high retreat at a church camp, and a week before the retreat, when we checked with the camp to work out the final arrangements, we discovered that they had booked us for a different weekend, and the week we were planning on wasn't available. So we had to scramble, but we were able to find another retreat center that could accommodate us. Good news, but wait. Before we could even notify the kids of the changed location, the second retreat center called us back. Oops, they said. They had misread their calendar, and as it turns out, they couldn't accommodate us either. Fortunately, even after Plan A and Plan B fell through, we were able to succeed with Plan C. So yes, sometimes good news is hard to come by, and sometimes it's fleeting. Sometimes what seems like good news isn't all that good. For example, school children might be excited to hear that a snow day has been declared, until they realize that that means that they don't get to go on their field trip. Or we're thankful for a winter with lighter than usual snowfall, until we realize the next year that the reservoirs aren't as full as they need to be. So what at first seems like good news may not turn out that way at all. In my sermon series for this Advent season, I'm having us focus on that one verse of Luke's story of the birth of Jesus. It's spoken by God's messenger or angel, spoken to the shepherds camped out on the hillside guarding their flocks. Luke chapter 2, verse 10. Don't be afraid. I am here with good news for you, which will bring great joy to all the people. Within that one simple verse, we have 4 blessings. Last week we heard about the blessing, don't be afraid. Speaking to those shepherds and speaking to us all, the messenger promised that we can trust God to provide and to guide as we make our way through the uncertainties of life. No fear. Today, the second of the 4 blessings is the angel's announcement that he brings good news. So we've seen that some good news is fleeting, like the joy of a victory by your favorite sports team, or finding $5 in your coat pocket from last winter, or a sale on salmon at Heinen's, fleeting good news. Some good news is longer lasting, like hearing from your physician that your lab results are improving, or securing a lower mortgage rate, or being accepted into one of your preferred colleges. But the angel's blessing was that it was announcing news, good news, eternally good news, the likes of which had never been heard before anywhere. Ever. Each of us probably knows what particular piece of good news we'd love to hear. Maybe you'd long to hear the good news that employment is secure. Maybe you want the good news that health insurance will be there after all. Maybe you hope for the good news that global tensions raised by Islamic terrorists and North Korean saber rattlers and our own leaders, maybe those tensions can be reduced. Maybe you pray for the good news that the anxiety of worry or the pain of grief will not always be as bad as it is for you right now. Maybe you hope for the good news of progress in trying to restore a broken relationship. But the greatest possible good news has already been announced. And as you know, good news travels fast. God's good news came to a scraggly group of itinerant shepherds on a remote hillside in Judea who shared that good news with a temporarily homeless young family huddled in a little town of Bethlehem. And the news traveled to Herod's palace atop the hills of Jerusalem, miles away. And thanks to some wise men traveling afar, and later thanks to some itinerant preachers and inspired missionaries, it went to Asia and to Africa and to Europe and around the globe. An angel's announcement of good news, one quiet night in Bethlehem, has enveloped the earth for thousands of years. And even now, that good news offers hope-giving, life-guiding, soul-comforting assurance. God loves you and me and them, whoever they are, wherever they are. God loves you forever. In this life and in an eternal life that awaits us all, unless we have any doubts about what God's love means in our world and in our lives, God came to live in our midst. In the birth of Jesus, embodying God's love in human form. And that good news is a blessing, not just for this moment, not even just for our lifetime, but for the eternity that God holds for us all. By the angel's announcement, we are blessed with good news that never grows old. The good news of God's love shown in Jesus Christ is news that we're called to embrace and to share with loved ones and friends, with neighbors, to share with the world which longs for truly good news. Amen.